Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. This segment of the Adam Carriker Show is brought to you by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue. Every day talking about Mulberry Barbecue, I just get hungry, ladies and gentlemen. Check them out at 11th and Cornhusker, open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try the delicious burnt end sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make your dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring on my special guest. All right, NFL Hall of Fame McCann Award winner. He was with ESPN for almost 20 years, two decades. All right, a reporter with a sense of humor, I might add. Dallas Cowboys insider, Mr. Ed Warder. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Dude, I am glorious. And before we dive into Dallas Cowboys intel, I'm giving away the first thing we're going to talk about in our prediction segment, which is Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. Who you got in the fight tonight?
I got to take the younger guy. I'm amazed that Mike Tyson still believes and can get paid at age 58 to get in the ring and box with anyone. But I will take the younger man in this fight. He's already been hit with the first blow. So I think he'll come out hard.
Yeah, the slap heard around the world. I like it. I'm not going to give away my prediction. We'll get to that in a minute. But let's talk a little NFL football, a little Dallas Cowboys. All right, they've had a rough past four games, lost four games in a row, two of those games by 28 points or more. Obviously, Dak has season-ending surgery. Talk to me about the Cowboys. Is there any hope for them the rest of this season?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, their season is effectively over. They're not mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. And in fact, in recent years, we've seen teams that start 3-6 like the Cowboys have recover and actually advance to the postseason. But can't imagine that happening for a variety of reasons, the most obvious of which is how poorly they've played, especially against top competition, even at home. And then the injury to Dak Prescott that will end his season for the second time in 5 years on IR. You know, he played every game of his career to start for the first 4 years where Jason Garrett was the head coach. Mike McCarthy's been far less fortunate. When this season ends, he'll have only played 58 of a possible 85 games. And the Cowboys are obviously locked into him as a, you know, long-term quarterback here because Jerry Jones, hours before week one's opening kickoff in Cleveland, made him the highest paid player in the NFL. You wonder how differently things would have turned out had they not executed that contract, and Dak, as Mike McCarthy, was forced to work the final year of his deal. You know, I think they might have moved on from Dak Prescott this offseason had that been the case. Instead, they'll have to find coaches who think he's an asset and want him to be their quarterback.
For those who don't know, Dak Prescott signed a 4-year, $240 million contract extension, making him the highest paid player in NFL history. The Cowboys also signed a 4-year, $136 million extension to CeeDee Lamb, making him the second highest paid wide receiver. The Cowboys exercised Micah Parsons' $21.3 million contract option for the 2025 season. So they're paying a lot of money specifically to these three guys. And obviously this season is a disappointment by any fan base's standards. But does it make it even harder for Cowboys fans knowing that they're paying these guys what they're being paid, Dak's on the shelf, the team's underperforming? How much more frustrating does that make it for Cowboys fans?
Well, Cowboys fans are frustrated for a variety of reasons. First of all, it begins and it reaches a whole new level of discontent with Jerry Jones as a general manager. And he has been, obviously, for the last 30 years of relative futility for this franchise in terms of at least not getting to even a conference championship game, which only they and Washington have not made in that period of time. And the fact that, you know, he doesn't judge his own performance based on the results like he does the players or even the head coach. You know, Mike McCarthy's on an expiring contract. He went 12-5 3 years in a row, went 1-3 in the playoffs, got blown out at home against Green Bay in the first round last year. And as a result, while Jones didn't fire him as punishment for that, he also basically set him up to fail with the way they conducted the offseason, the players they lost. They were very inactive in free agency. Last team to sign a player for the second time in 3 years. Now Mike McCarthy is sitting here with probably the worst team he's ever coached. They've got the worst winning percentage in a season under Mike McCarthy. And if you look at all of his numbers, across his 18 years as an NFL coach, he's never really been through anything like this level of failure and offensive futility. I mean, they're 0-4 at home. They came into the season with a 16-game home winning streak, the longest in the NFL.
Wow.
They're winless at home, wow. And they've lost their four games at home by a combined 94 points. That's the most by any team that made the playoffs a year before in NFL history. And, like, honestly, Adam, there are so many incredibly negative stats that reflect how poorly they play this year that it's truly hard to decide which one you want to choose to represent that failure.
All right, I got two of the most important questions you've ever been asked when it comes to the Cowboys. The first one, the age-old question.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Who deserves the credit for the three Super Bowls in the 90s? Because Barry Switzer won one of them as the head coach. Is it Jerry Jones? Is it Jimmy Johnson? And for those who don't know, Jerry Jones put Jimmy Johnson in the Cowboys Ring of Honor just little under a year ago. I don't know if that was an olive branch or not, but who gets the credit now that we have the benefit of hindsight?
Well, it took him way too long to put Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor, which he clearly deserves. He was in the Hall of Fame, He was in the Ring of Honor.
That's crazy.
And Jerry didn't put him in the Ring of Honor until he himself was in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's always been, you know, this enormous clash of egos that's endured for nearly 30 years. And I think it was the fact that Jerry was doing this Netflix documentary played no small part in him magnanimously finally deciding to give Jimmy the honor that he's long deserved, but could only acquire if Jerry gave it to him. And so that finally happened. But I think a lot of it was because Jerry wanted to look good in the documentary, didn't want to appear petty. You know, long ago, Adam, when I was covering this franchise for the Dallas Morning News, and Jimmy and Jerry were at it at the time, Jimmy was actively the coach, I made my choice. You were either a Jimmy guy or a Jerry guy. I was a Jimmy guy because I thought Jimmy was just honoring the traditional role of a head coach, whereas Jerry ignored those boundaries as an owner and crossed too often into coaching components and still does. So I give Jimmy credit for not just the two Super Bowls he won as a head coach. I also give him a lot of credit for the one that Barry Switzer won as the head coach. And I can tell you this, even talking to Barry Switzer to this day, he'll tell you, at least I didn't screw it up. You know, guys,
yep.
Other guys they would have hired in that circumstance could have screwed it up. At least I didn't screw it up.
There you go. I'm with you. I've always been more toward Jimmy. In my personal opinion. All right, here's the other important question. Is Dallas, the Dallas Cowboys, are they really America's team?
I don't know. I think Kansas City's making a run at that right now, aren't they? I mean,
them and the refs, yes, but go ahead.
The Chiefs have won back-to-back Super Bowls, trying to become the first franchise in history to win three in a row, and are doing it with a 9-0 record. Could they do that while being the second undefeated team in NFL history. I mean, their biggest challenge is probably at Buffalo this week. They've come awfully close to losing some games. They played from behind. They've had a bunch of one-score games, but they've won them all, and they've improved their roster as the season has gone on in a way that most teams don't. But, yeah, I think generally there's still a unique fascination with this franchise, win or lose, love or hate, that will likely endure through, you know, this coaching administration and whatever happens this offseason. So, yeah, I think the title still belongs to them, but maybe they're being challenged in a way that they haven't for a very long time.
That is true. That is very true. All right, I got to ask, you brought up the Chiefs and potential Super Bowl three-peat. Who do you have in the Super Bowl, AFC, NFC? Who are your two teams in the Super Bowl in this way ridiculously early stage to be talking about said thing?
You know what? I think that I'm going to go with Buffalo and Philadelphia.
Ooh, all right. I like that. I like that. I like that a lot, actually. All right.
It's time. Yeah. Buffalo's been able to beat Patrick Mahomes in the regular season. They might do it again this weekend. If they do, they'll have a shot at home field advantage. If they lose this game, it'd be virtually certain that Kansas City, if they met him in the postseason, would be at Arrowhead again. And I just think, you know, as great as Steve Spagnuolo's defense has been with the Chiefs, they really haven't stopped Josh Allen. And he's playing at a high level, not turning the ball over like he has been in the past. They're running the ball better. They're taking it away on defense. So I'm giving Buffalo a chance.
All right. This is the main event question. Who is the greatest 8U rec baseball coach you've ever seen in your life? This is the creme de la creme question here.
I guess the best Little League coach I've experienced in Colorado, at least. It might be you.
Okay. I appreciate it. How is Henry doing?
I mean, you and I obviously had a lot of interactions because I covered the NFL and you played the NFL. But I was really impressed with you taking a knee and pitching to these kids. And the fact that your daughter was by far the best player on the team, I think wins you this special recognition that you desperately seek.
I do desperately seek it. Those pats on the back. Hey, she's going to be, what is it, playing 10U competitive baseball. She's still playing baseball with the boys this summer, a program called the Braves. So shout out to the Braves. How is Henry doing, your grandson? How's he doing, by the way?
Henry's great, and he's been involved in – I love the fact that I thought he was going to be a tennis player like I was, and we certainly invested in that. And he has good eye-hand coordination. He loved playing baseball for you. He played kid pitch last year and did pretty well. He's played flag football. He's playing basketball. He played soccer this year for the first time on an undefeated team. So he's doing great. We just confirmed plans to go to Colorado and experience Christmas with them. So we're looking forward to that. But, yeah, your daughter was an unbelievably good player, and I appreciate her patience with some of the boys who were not nearly at her level. And that's probably going to be an issue she has throughout her athletic career, the bad boys getting in her way.
Yeah. Those young boys tend to be a bit of an issue. But, hey, I appreciate you taking the time. Tell Henry, tell the family I said hello. Thank you.
You do the same. Good to talk to you guys, and happy holidays.
You too. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.